You're listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sega Generations. I'm your host, AlphaDog1996, and for the next 2 hours, I will be taking you through the generations of Puyo Puyo. I would like to apologize in advance. It seems like after this whole day of my computer giving me nothing but trouble, it had made its way through to the software. So, thankfully, it worked itself out. I don't know what's going on. Also, you guys have to let me know if the echo is any better from last week. I have put in a lot more stuff for the room. I can't guarantee it's 10 times better, but I'm working as it goes. Jamie's in the Discord right now discussing his avatar for the show being a character from Puyo Puyo. I just want to apologize for the madness of the show. I'm glad that everyone was willing to be patient about it. So what I started off the show with was a classic. It's been a long time since we traveled through space-time. The vocal version from Puyo Puyo vocal tracks. This week, the topic is Puyo Puyo, as I discussed and already mentioned. Sorry, I'm a little frazzled from the show not starting in the best. Puyo Puyo, previously marketed under the name Puyo Pop in North America and Europe, is a series of tile-matching video games created by Compile. Sega has owned the franchise since 1998, with most releases after 2001 being developed by Sonic Team. Puyo Puyo was created as a spin-off franchise to Mado Monogatari, Story of Sorcery, a series of first-person dungeon crawler RPGs by Compile. The characters from Puyo Puyo originated from Mado Monogatari. When four more Puyo of the same color line up adjacent to each other, they disappear. Puyo connected horizontally or vertically, but not diagonally. The whole group needs not be in a line, but can be any tetramono or larger. The Puyo above those that are cleared fall onto other pieces or the bottom of the screen. Simultaneous pops are created when more than one group is formed at a time. A chain is made when falling Puyo causes a new group of Puyo to pop, making a chain reaction. When the chain is achieved, Nuisance Puyo or Ojama Puyo are sent to either clog the opponent's frame or to cancel out the Nuisance Puyo sent by the opponent. Nuisance Puyo are translucent pieces that disappear when Puyo are popped next to them. If multiple groups of Puyo are cleared in succession due to a chain, the amount of Nuisance Puyo will increase based solely on the number of steps in that chain. Nuisance Puyo are cached above the opponent's playing field and do not fall until the attacker's chain concludes. And then the defender puts down a piece. Nuisance Puyo blocks the opponent's playing field and causes them to lose if one is placed to the third spot from the left in the topping row. Jamie in the Discord is talking about Yuck Puyo Pop. Actually, interestingly enough, what got me to want to do this show was actual Puyo Pop. I believe the first one for the Game Boy. I actually had to find it again as well just to locate it and ensure that it was the one I was talking about for this show. That's actually why I got into Puyo. One day I was going through and looking for new games to play. I've always been a fan of the puzzle games and came across Puyo Puyo. I love the music, I love the character, love the story. So I figured to make a show about it originally, and I'm glad I got to do it now. So hello and welcome everyone in the Discord, and anyone listening into the remains of the IRC, that barren wasteland. Shots fired. And hopefully this week we won't have the same issue as next week. As last week. Bah. Also, everyone, stay tuned for the next talkbed because I'm going to start the question of the week for the history topic, and I also will be discussing the first few extra credit questions, which will be discussed in the next talkbed as well. So while I catch my breath with the fixing of the software, and going to get right into the next regular music break so I can catch my breath because I'm still really frazzled as to what happened at the beginning. So, stay tuned, everyone. I'm going to start with One Fine Day from the first Puyo Pop. I'll see you guys in a bit. We'll be right back. Hello everyone, welcome back to Sega Generations. What I had just played for you was Warning of Puyo Puyo Tropic Dub Mix from the Puyo Puyo CD. Before that, I played Pursuit from Battle 6 and Puyo Puyo 7. Prior to that was Surge of Crimson Shouts from Puyo Puyo 20th Anniversary, and to start it off was One Fine Day from Puyo Pop. I'm hoping that I've fixed everything on my end as well, so hopefully the rest of the show won't start as bad as the way it began. Glad to see Rexy made it to the show, and I saw we actually have some new faces here as well. I'm happy to see more people are starting to tune in. I'm wondering if the voucher has anything to do with it. So I have actually, like I covered before, have been a huge fan of Puyo Puyo since I played Puyo Pop a few years back. As a puzzle lover, I'd always find myself attracted to games like that. Literally, just, I've always been a fan of trying to solve puzzles, whether it be through the means of actual puzzle solving, or just, okay, how can I go about it differently in real life and in video games, and I did love the Japanese style and an effect to it as well. I had played Tetris a few months ago, especially after I had tried playing Puyo Puyo Tetris, and it just, I still can't get into it as much as I do with Puyo Puyo. The music, the story, the characters, the concept, all phenomenal. Mwah. Perfect in my opinion. That's why I decided to go with this for the next topic of the week. Jamie's talking about Kirby's Avalanche. I actually did read about that and research for this game. I just haven't had anything to cover about it for this game, but apparently Kirby's Avalanche was another concept. Basically a clone or taken on par of Puyo Puyo. I did read about that. Don't think I didn't read about it, Jamie. I didn't have any place to put it in this because I was already overdoing it on facts, given I love this game franchise so much. Jamie, I have to disagree only a tad about Puyo Puyo Tetris being the best game. Literally just because I couldn't get into it the same because of the added concept of Tetris. Plus, I feel like they kind of rushed it a little bit, too, with adding Tetris into it. Especially for someone like me who had never played Tetris before, it was kind of a handful figuring it out. Since they throw you in as the guy that plays Tetris rather than as the Puyo Puyo characters themselves. Also, can someone please let me know how my audio is? I know last week there was a lot of echo, and ever since then I've added carpet, I've added posters, I've added a bit of more furniture. I can't guarantee it's flawless, but I would like to know what you guys say, considering last week was pretty hectic. I also have a headphone set, I have the microphone attached to it. I'm just trying to figure out how to get the microphone to work. So for now, I'm using my headphones and my laptop mic. Maybe if I use the microphone on my headset, it'll work better next week. I'll figure that out for you guys. So, as a lot of you know from last week, which we already have points from Electric Boogaloo, who I don't think made it to the show this week, unfortunately, Jamie64326 and Green Viper. Every week now, until the end of the season, depending on how things go, I am going to be doing a question of the week based on the history of the Sega, either of the franchise of the week, Sega as a whole, maybe even a CEO, a founder, who knows, it'll depend on the week. This week will be a little bit different, it actually has to do with the history of Sega. What you have to do is just answer the question by the end of the show, and I will put you towards getting a $50 Steam voucher by the end of the season. Whoever answers the most questions correctly by the end of the season will get a $50 Steam voucher. And if multiple people answer correctly, if we get the same amount of answers correct, I will throw a speed round into the last show of the season, and whoever answers first gets it right away. That way there's no ties or anything like that. So, what this question of the week is going to be is, what controversially started, those two words are particular, what controversially started the downhill spiral of Sega initially versus Nintendo, and what was it labeled as? I will give a hint, it is not about Nintendo, it's not Nintendo. Nintendo, not exactly the biggest part of this. The question actually, a lot of things were controversially what created the downhill spiral of Sega back in its arcade times. But I'm looking for a specific answer. Also, because of the fact that there's so many different answers for this question, I figured this week we'll also have extra credit questions. Extra credit questions are going to be questions based on the game's history covered in previous talk beds, such as the How It All Began, Let's Keep Going, and To Be Continued talk beds, which I discussed the topics, the history of the franchise. Everyone can try for them if you guys know the answer, but you only have till the end of the music break to answer, not the end of the show. So say I do a question, in the, which I'm going to, for the before the next one. After the next one, just how it all began, the beginning of the show, the beginning of the franchise, I should say. You have till the end of that music break to answer. If you get it in at the end of the music, before when the next talk bit after that, it will not count. They're extra credit questions, therefore I have to be a little stricter on them. They still count as points towards the $50 Steam voucher. It's a way for those who weren't listening last week to be able to take part this week and get a chance. Anyone, though, can answer as well, even those who were there last week. And you can answer for both of them. So all you gotta do for a chance to get the $50 Steam voucher is the what controversially started the downhill spiral of Sega initially, and what was it labeled as? Gotta message me in the Discord, and we'll go from there. Yeah, Jamie, I'm sorry. I'm still trying to learn how it, Oh, you asked Jamie how they rushed Puyo Puyo Tetris? Well, I don't think they rushed it per se. It's just, I think they expected too many people to know how to play Tetris. Rather, like I said, I grew up more with Puyo Puyo. I've never played Tetris until I got the mobile edition a few months ago. So, since I've never played Tetris before, and they rush you in with the guy that knows that you play Puyo Tetris initially instead of the Puyo Puyo, I was lost. I was just completely baffled. So, I'm going to post a question of the week into the Discord, since I know I've been rushing through. I'm still a little frantic from the beginning. All you gotta do is message me the answer on Discord. I'm gonna get into the first music segment, how it all began, which discusses the beginning of the first franchise and what like conceived it, what gave it idea, what flourished it, what was some setbacks they had at the beginning, and so on. And guys, I am a huge fan of Puyo Puyo, so bear with me, I actually went a little overboard with some of the facts. But remember, you gotta listen, because if you want the extra credit towards the $50 Steam voucher, you gotta listen. Puyo Puyo was originally conceived by a Compile employee and Sting Entertainment founder Kazunari Yonemitsu. Yonemitsu felt that the puzzle games at the time had weak characters and thus decided to create a puzzle game using characters from Compile's Mado Monogatari RPG series. The success of Street Fighter II influenced Puyo Puyo's focus on competitive gameplay, with Yonemitsu trying out many mechanics in an attempt to recapture the fighting game's competitive nature. The first Puyo Puyo game was developed by Compile and released in 1991 for the MSX2 and Family Computer Disk System. The latter release was published by Takuma Shoten as a pack-in for their Famimaga Fop magazine. The puzzle game features characters from the 1990 RPG Mado Monogatari 1-2-3, also developed by Compile. The titular gelatinous puzzle pieces, later known as simply just Puyo, were Mado Monogatari's equivalent of the slime monsters from the Dragon Quest game series. The game includes Endless Mode, where the player attempts to amass a large score, Mission Mode, where the player is given a pre-configured board and must attempt to satisfy conditions, and a two-player competitive mode. Compile and Sega collaborated to create an arcade version of Puyo Puyo that released in October 1992 for Sega's System C2 hardware. Unlike the previous release, the game focuses entirely on the competitive play. The single-player mode consists of a gauntlet consisting of either 3, 10, or 13 computer opponents, while the multiplayer mode allows 2 human players to battle each other. The game was ported to several major platforms in Japan, with the Mega Drive becoming a bestseller. The 1992 arcade Puyo Puyo was released in English with character name changes and minor censorship to the Harpy, which was renamed Dark Elf due to the censorship. However, there is a little concrete information regarding its release and is known mostly through the MAME arcade emulator. The Game Gear port of the 1992 arcade game, when used in a non-Japanese Game Gear, loads a similar version titled Puzzle Kids. However, the Game Gear version never officially left Japan. Instead of directly translating the Mega Drive version of the 1992 arcade game, Sega decided to replace the Mado Monogatari's cast with Adventure of Sonic the Hedgehog villains, resulting in Dr. Robotnik's Bean Bean Machine, released in 1993. Nintendo followed suit in 1995, modifying Super Puyo Puyo into Kirby's Avalanche,
or are known as Kirby's Ghost Trap in Europe. Spectrum Holobyte was also released a Puyo Puyo title for Microsoft Windows 3.1 and the Macintosh in August 1995 under the name Quirks. Compile also released a variety of spin-off titles on home consoles, handhelds, and through their disc station Disc Magazine. The Nazo Puyo series expands on the original Puyo Puyo mission mode with the 1994 Nazo Puyo Arle no Ro for Game Gear. 1995 Super Nazo Puyo Ruru no Ro for Super Famicom, and 1996 Super Nazo Puyo Tsu Ruru no Tetsuan Hanjoki for Super Famicom, introducing RPG elements. Other notable spin-offs including the roguelike Waku Waku Puyo Puyo Dungeon, Puyo Puyo DA Dancing Game, and Arle no Boken Maho no Jewel Monster Collecting RPG. Jamie, I know Tetris is huge in Japan. I'm just saying, like, I never played it prior to picking up Puyo Puyo Tetris. It wasn't that I wasn't interested in learning, it's just when I picked it up, I was expecting to have the choice of either playing as the Puyo characters or the Tetris characters. But by default, they just throw me with the Tetris without me knowing how to play. It took me a while getting used to it, and by then, I lost interest. It's nothing to do with Tetris, it's just I never learned how to play, period. That's all. I'm not bashing the game, I just, one of those, in comparison to the previous games, I think it's not as good, in my personal opinion. To each their own. I'm just looking through real quick the Discord. I don't see anyone saying whether or not my audio is echoing again. I'm hoping that means it's better this week, but let me know, guys, and that way I know what to try for next week, whether I need to use my headset or not. Because I don't know how the headset would attach to this anyway. But yes, if you want a point towards getting this $50 Steam voucher, all you guys have to do is Discord, message me on Discord, answering what controversially started the downhill spiral of Sega and what was it labeled as. All you gotta do is message me the answer on Discord to get a point towards get the possibility of a $50 Steam voucher. And I'm going to have an extra credit question in the next talk, Brebed, about the discussion that I had just posted now with the, how it all began, so stay tuned to listening for that. I would like to know everyone's opinions on the Puyo Puyo franchise. Obviously, I know Jamie loves Puyo Puyo Tetris, but all the same, I'd like to know everyone's opinions. I loved all the games, I love puzzle solving, and I think if I gave Puyo Puyo Tetris another go, now that I know how to play Tetris, I'd be better at it than I am now, that I did when I first played it. It's just, like I said, I wasn't a fan of how they threw you into the Tetris for a Puyo Puyo. Jamie, but for the label, I'm just, that's the best thing I could think of, name, as in the name of what happened. I'm not going to really grade on what it was labeled as, just what controversially started the downhill spiral. And remember, guys, I'm not looking for a Nintendo answer. It'll be more towards something else that happened at the time. Obviously, Jamie, you don't want to say it there. So Grisagor is saying they like the older Puyo Puyo games, but they also like the Puyo Puyo Tetris online features. Like I said, if I were to pick it up now for my Switch again, I might get into it more than I did, especially since it looks like they brought in a lot of the characters from Puyo Puyo, from the original Puyo Puyo games, like the Demon King. So I'm going to let you guys try for the answer. I'm going to give you a guess for the question of the day, of the week. You guys have as many chances as you need, but for the extra credit, you only get one chance, and you only get till the end of the talk bed. For this one, there was no, to the music break, and there was no extra credit for this one yet. But there will be for the next break. So to start off the music break, I'm going to have Final from Puyo Puyo, the first game. Originally, it was going to be Memories, but for some reason, I couldn't find the song on my system, even though I know I have it. I will see you guys in a bit, and hopefully while I'm gone, I can help figure out any kind of controversy with how I worded the statement for the better with the future. I will see you guys in a bit. Best of luck. Hello, and welcome back to Sega Generations. What I just played for you was the Robotnik theme from Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine from the 8-bit version. Before that was Exercise Mode from the original Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine. Prior to that was Last Area from Puyo Puyo 2, and to top it off from the beginning was Final from Puyo Puyo Original. There seems to be a bit of confusion with the question of the week, so I am allowing a cheat sheet towards figuring it out, but I'm not giving answers out. I'm going to look up the one for it now, and going to leave you guys to your own devices afterwards. I should have probably not picked one that was so controversial. Because it's not, the answer of the week is even listed as not entirely sure. Ah, you gotta love when the lag happens. One moment, guys. Alrighty. So that leads towards the question of the week, towards the point towards the $50 Steam voucher. I'm glad though that I chose to do extra credit questions because I feel like I've kind of bailed on you guys a little too easily on that one, and I apologize. So I'm going to just go straight into the extra credit question. And extra credit questions count as points, but they have to do with those who are listening to the facts listed that I had mentioned in the previous talkpad. The extra credit question for this one is, in the 1992 English Puyo Puyo arcade release, what did they rename the Harpy character? Simple as that. You have until the end of the music break coming up to answer. Jamie's talking about how there's so much Sega's console history. Try not to think necessarily towards their home console history, if that's what you're thinking of. Like I told you in the private message, Jamie, think further back. What did Sega start with? And then go from there. That's all I can say. I'm being as generous as I can on this one. I apologize for how hard it was, but you gotta learn history somehow, right? They're controversial, so there's only some proof towards it as well. After how easy last week's question was, I figured this week deserved a little better. But I think I need to tone it down next week. I'll apologize ahead of time for that. So the extra credit question of the week is, for this segment, I mean, is in the 1992 English Puyo Puyo arcade release, what did they rename the Harpy character? Anyone can answer, and you just need to get in this message me on Discord the answer to get a full point for it all the same. So what is everyone into with the Puyo Puyo series? I know that Jamie was talking about Mean Bean Machine and Puyo Puyo Tetris, as well as Grizzogore. That's an awesome name. Grizzogore, that's an awesome name. We already got one answer in for the bonus. So, yeah, I would like to know what you guys think of the Puyo Puyo series. I didn't intend for this episode to be everywhere, by the way. I just feel really... I'm still raffled by this earlier. So I apologize if I'm still a little frazzled, if things aren't being explained properly. I'm just waiting for the system to freak out again. And I don't like that. So I am a fan of all the Puyo Puyo, and I wish I could play more than I do, but I want to learn to get to a point where I can just play the games and not have to emulate them, because I'm not a huge fan of emulating, because I know what the consequence it has on this gaming community. But I started with Puyo Pop, which is, I believe it was listed as the first Puyo game to come out in America, and a lot of people were... upset that they call it Puyo Pop instead of Puyo Puyo, which they did with Puyo Puyo Tetris. They brought the Japanese name across the country, the water. And So what is everyone up to today? I just want to get a quick talk in with you guys and see how you guys are doing today. I am trying to just... Before I get into the next music for the next talk bed, I wanted to get into see how you guys are doing. Not even this Puyo, just how you guys are doing. How you guys doing this week? Not much has happened for me. I just want to know how you guys are doing. I saw that there was a bit of a conundrum yesterday with Rexy apparently showing up a little late for something that wasn't even on. So, fun. Gotta love when that happens, but at least you weren't late for anything. Wasn't that right, Rexy? I know Rapsy is listening in the background, doing his own thing. That's fine. I'm just glad to see that Rap is listening in. Glad to see you tuning in, man. Jamie64326 is saying, the Puyo Puyo series is a great franchise in which I first experienced Mean Bean Machine through a plug-and-play Sega system by Radica. The first game with Oi Puyo... With my first game with Puyo as its title was Puyo Puyo Fever. That's another one I want to get into. It's Puyo Puyo Fever. Rexy is catching up with the stream herself. But hey, at least you weren't late for anything, right? At least you were only a little late. Really, Rexy, you weren't necessarily late today. A lot happened to you in my setup this afternoon, evening for you. Words. So what I'm going to do is get into the next talk bed. Again, all you guys got to do for a chance towards the $50 Steam voucher, answer the question of the week, which is you have until the end of the show to answer, which was, what was controversially the start of the downhill spiral of Sega initially? I'm not even worried about what it was labeled as anymore, because I think that's after what the difficulty of it, I'd rather not get into that. A lot of people think it has to do with the console. I'm actually was looking further back than consoles. The homemade consoles, if that helps at all. Also, the extra credit question that you have until the end of the music segment. In the 1992 English Puyo Puyo arcade release, what did they rename the Harpy character? You have until the end of the music segment to answer that one. So let's get into the next talk by the music segment.
Let's keep going. Excuse me.
Sonic Team's first Puyo Puyo games was Mina de Puyo Puyo for the Game Boy Advance, released in Japan in 2001 and elsewhere in 2002 as Puyo Pop. Woo!
It is one of three games named Puyo Pop, the others being the Neo Geo Pocket Color port of Sue and an N-Gage exclusive game.
Sega released Puyo Pop Fever on November 2003 for their Naomi arcade hardware. The game features an almost entirely new set of characters alongside new gameplay mechanics such as Fever Mode. Like its arcade predecessors, Fever was ported to many platforms. The Dreamcast version notably serves as Sega's final first-party video game. A direct sequel, Puyo Puyo Fever 2, was released in 2005. Fever 2 added more characters and an expanded single-player mode, Puyo Puyo as well as Puyo Puyo 7, released in 2009, adds a third protagonist and includes new transformation gameplay. As of 2001, the series had sold over 10 million copies. In 2016, Sega reported that the series had sold 22 million copies, including retail and digital sales, since they obtained the rights. 2003's Billy Hatcher the Giant Egg features an unlockable Puyo Pop minigame which requires the use of the Nintendo GameCube Game Boy Advance Link cable to download the minigame to a Game Boy Advance. In July 2005, Bandai released Kido Gekiren Haro Ichizo Haro no Puyo Puyo or Haro's Puyo Puyo in Japan for the Game Boy Advance. It is based on the Mobile Suit Gundam anime series.
Wow, I love that place, no.
In this game, Puyo are replaced by Gundam's mascot, Haro. In addition, games celebrating Puyo Puyo's 15th and 20th anniversary were released. Puyo Puyo 15th anniversary includes more than 10 gameplay rule sets, including the rule set of the first Puyo Puyo, Sue, and Fever, reintroduces characters that were absent from the series since Mina de Puyo Puyo, and gives every character in the game a single-player story. Puyo Puyo 20th Anniversary adds even more rule sets such as Sun Rules. In Sega Superstars, there is a game based on Puyo Pop Fever, though the gameplay differs from the original game. The player must position their body in a certain position to get the Puyos into a pot of the same color. Bombs will also fall, and if they get into the pot, points are lost. In Sega Superstars Tennis, a mini-game based on Puyo Pop Fever is featured. Players have to clear Puyos by hitting the ball at them. If the ball hits a Puyo touching another Puyo of the same color, all of them will disappear and extra points are rewarded. Occasionally, some Puyos become garbage Puyos and do not disappear when the ball hits them, but they can be cleared if one of the colored Puyos attached to them are hit. This mini-game is based on this, as played on the stage based on knights. Well, it's not like I'm necessarily against emulating, it's just at this current time I would like to produce, especially since I know Puyo Tetris just got its release on the Switch, it means that they're still holding strong, and I'd rather be able to get that so we can hopefully get more games like it in the future. But for older games like the Puyo Pop, I'm admittedly already emulated onto my phone. So, all the same, I guess I might as well try. Puyo Fever also brought a new art style. I'll have to check it out. I think I saw it when I was looking up the research for this game. You find a newfound respect when you learn the history of a game, I'll tell you. Especially when it comes to learning what inspired it and all of such. Alright, guys, you have until the end of the music break to answer this extra credit question, which gives you a full point, as just the same as a question of the week, towards a $50 Steam voucher by the end of the season. Anyone can answer, and we already have an answer, a successful answer, from someone in the Discord already. In the 1992 English Puyo Puyo arcade release, what did they rename the Harpy character? The answer was actually discussed in the first talk bed, and there's going to be another extra credit one just do with what I just told you guys about in this talk bed. Hope you guys are listening, because this actually gives you a chance at 3 points, which can actually boost you over some of the people that are answered last week, if you get them all right. Yeah, I had actually mentioned about Quirks in our first talkbed, I believe. It was a PC edition and released in August 1995. I'd actually been looking at the fact right now on the Macintosh. I am actually going to go straight into the next music segment. I have a few this one's going to be a little longer, but only because of the fact that the songs for Puyo Puyo often aren't long enough. So I figured I'd slow in a few extras here and there. Starting off this next music break is going to be Exhibition from Puyo Pop, the English Puyo Puyo game, or Western, as he determined about the title of. Remember, send your questions in. The question of the week is, what controversially started the downhill spiral of Sega initially? Remember, I'm not looking for a home console downfall. I'm looking for before that. What came before the home consoles? If you need to know, think back to what Sammy Holdings was based around. I will see you guys in a bit. Hopefully I'm not giving away too many hints, but I'm being as generous as I can. Later. We'll be right back.
best Sega music, live shows, and the chance to request your favorites. This is RadioSega.net. Sega!
Hello everyone and welcome back to Sega Generations. What I just played for you was the Untrained Demon King Ultimate Legend from Puyo Puyo 20th Anniversary. Prior to that was Onion Forest from Puyo Puyo 15th Anniversary, Rising Comet from Puyo Pop Fever 2, Phony Legendary Strongest Demo from Puyo Pop Fever, and Exhibition from Puyo Pop to start it off. It seems to be like I may have gotten myself in a bit of a quarrel with the Discord between Mario and Sonic. I am going to actually just end it there. Because that's the whole Nintendo Sega console wars, and I don't want to get into that. Because I like both franchises for their own reasons. To each their own is like what I like to say. The answer for the first extra credit question was for, in 1992, English Puyo Puyo arcade release, the rename they did for the Harpy character was the Dark Elf, which Jamie64326 got right away. As for the question of the week, I'm actually abandoning that question for the week. It seemed to have caused enough controversy in it of itself, so I'd rather just stick with the 2 extra credit rather than do a question of the week, is all. Oh, wait a moment! Never mind, it seems like someone just got it. Might as well just say it now. Jamie's pretty much going to be getting that voucher if he keeps this up. The second extra credit question I have is, in Sega Superstar Tennis, what is the stage that you play the Puyo Puyo minigame based on? Easy enough, and anyone who knows me knows I love the game course it's based on, so.
The game is based on, so.
Easy pickings for you guys.
Fine, Jamie, I see. I don't have an issue with Nintendo, I've just never been a fan of Mario.
I love Zelda, don't get me started on Yoshi, I love Yoshi. And I've played a few of the Luigi's Mansion games, it's just Mario himself I've just never been a fan of. Yeah, I'm just, because of the controversy behind the question, I'm just going to say that I'm ending that question of the week right there. The controversial beginning of the decline for Sega was the video game collapse of 83. I did not realize that I had probably could have done a 10-time better wording on that, but Jamie seemed to have gotten it in the long run, so I'm going to give him credit for that, as he answered it right as I was saying, never mind. So, Jamie now has 3 points towards the Steam voucher, whereas Electric Boogaloo and Green Viper both have 1. You guys can still answer the extra credit question, which was, in Sega Superstar Tennis, what is the stage that you play the Puyo Puyo minigame based on? Again, this was discussed in the last topic I had done, so by all means, give it your best shot. You have until the end of the music break coming up, which is actually the fan service segment, which is just a request segment done by everyone who sent me a request. Again, only 3 requests. You guys are always welcome to send them even before the fan service segment of the show. I can add it. If anyone has a request they want added right now, I can add it before the segment is over. But starting it off is going to be a request from Jamie64326, which is the 2-player versus in Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine. I had apologized in advance for Jamie because apparently when I threw in Final, because I couldn't find memory, Final is just another version of that same song, so I apologize in advance. I'm still going to throw your request in. They're all the same. So all the same, guys, send me your answer for the extra credit question. In Sega Superstar Tennis, what is the stage that you play the Puyo Puyo minigame based on? to send me your answer. You have until the end of the music break. I might try to throw in one more question just for the sake of being fair. Due to the ridiculousness of my position on that question, I apologize as well for everyone. So I'm going to get into the fan service segment. If anyone has any last minute requests, go ahead and let me know now. You have your chance now. There's only three requests in, so you have until the last one, which is Folk Tales from the Motherland, and that are Jamie Sticks and Work326 requests. And I'll see you guys in a bit. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Sega Generations. What I just played for you was our music break for fan service, which is our request segment that I had added a few weeks back. So the last one I added was Folk Tales from the Motherland from Puyo Puyo Tetris, which is a request from Jamie, 64326. Before that was Tea Time Under the Sky from Puyo Puyo N, a request from Green Viper 8. And it started off with Dr. Robotnik's Bean Bean Machine 2-player versus from Dr. Robotnik's Bean Bean Machine. Another request from Jamie, 64326. So the answer to the question, the extra credit question, was nice. The answer in Sega Superstar Tennis, the stage that was the Puyo Puyo minigame was based on was Knights. A lot of people know that I really favor Knights. So, there's just a lot going on with that, and so I figured it'd be a good one to go in with that. I didn't even think of that because I've never actually played Sega Superstar Tennis, so I might not want to know that. I did find another question that I could do to make up for this idiocracy of my decision for the question of the week. So this extra credit question is actually, again, from the same last segment. In Hado's Puyo Puyo, what are the Puyo replaced by? Simple enough, easy enough, figured why not. I figure a lot of people can get this question. The two-player verse is also called the Theme of Satan. I didn't know that, I'm sorry. You'd think that they just make new songs for new editions and not just rephrase the title for them. Jamie has also mentioned earlier a saying, in Soviet Russia, treacherous plays you. In the land of the rising sun, Puyo pops you. I find that very clever. So, I'm actually feeling really punny now because of it. Thank you, Jamie. You created another monster. I feel like garbage Puyo now. Satan's theme. Satan's theme is just a cutesy little Puyo Puyo. That would be amazing if just Satan's theme in all the world and every movie ever where just Satan is like the theme just comes up and all it is just the Puyo Puyo song in the background. That'd be amazing. I'd watch anything with that. I actually find it disturbing that they actually change it from Satan to Demon King in the newer Puyo Puyo games. I find that kind of disconcerting considering it's just a game, and they have to feel like they have to censor it that far. I actually have a question for everyone listening, whether or not you're listening to Discord or not. I just genuinely want to know. If you have played Puyo Puyo or any of its like cool play-likes, like Kirby Avalanche or Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine, so on and so forth, what was the highest score you got? I don't know why I'm just not thinking of asking this now, but and even in Tetris. Tetris, Puyo Puyo itself, Puyo Pop, Puyo Fever, doesn't matter. Kirby Avalanche, Dr. Robotnik Mimi Machine. What was the highest score you can recall ever getting in the game? I would love to know. When it comes to Tetris, when I would play the mobile edition on my phone, all I can recall it was like 13,000, I think. It was not easy, and I think I was never able to get close again after that. I can't remember, though, if it was 13,000 or not. Rexy's saying that she's only really played Mean Bean Machine, but high scores mean nothing when you just emulate it to beat the story. Fair enough. That's fair enough. I think I played Mean Bean Machine at one point just because of the hype with Puyo Puyo. And, yeah, it's the same exact concept as with Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog character, so I figured it was pretty worth it. I find it amazing how many games also include Puyo Puyo clones from both Nintendo and Sega standpoints. I find it interesting the impact that Puyo Puyo made on the gaming industry as a whole, to the looks of it, between Tetris, Kirby, and all so on and so forth. So yeah, I would love to know everyone's high scores that they can recall. If you even have a screenshot, I'd be impressed, but I would love to see it. Nothing out of it, I just want to know. Memories, sir, I'm starting to get flashbacks back to I Need Fruit show, where we had to do a high score every week, and one of them was, I think, Columns, wasn't it? Columns, I know Sonic and All-Stars Racing transformed. Mikhail, I think, won that one. Oh, that's the art style, Jamie, that they used in Tetris, Puyo Puyo Tetris, almost, with more 3D-like graphics. All the same, I'm going to continue on to our third and final historical music segment to be continued, where I normally talk about what this franchise is doing now, or what it would be, where it's going, or what had happened to it if it isn't continuing, so on and so forth. Puyo Puyo Quest was a free-to-play RPG released for iOS and Android in 2013. Sega has claimed that this game was a major success and stated that the game had reached 11 million downloads and a monthly income of over 500 million yen as of February 2015. Alright, before I continue, I am a huge fan of Puyo Puyo, and I've been waiting for a game to come out for the Android and Apple and all that for the Puyo Puyo game. If it was such a huge hit, why is it no longer in the store? Can someone figure that out for me? I wasn't able to find that out either, because I looked for it myself and I couldn't find it. Puyo Puyo was also a minigame in Hatsune Miku Project Mirai Deluxe in 2015. In the minigame, the Vocaloid you play with has to win against the Vocaloids that you are not playing as currently. Also, costumes for Arlay and Satan are unlockable in the minigame. Technically, the minigame marked as the first Puyo Puyo game overseas in over a decade. Puyo Puyo Chronicle was released on December 8, 2016 in Japan for Nintendo 3DS as part of the original Puyo Puyo game's 25th anniversary with no plans for localization. Despite the demand for it, unlike the other anniversary games, it features an RPG mode, although the classic rules are also included, and features a new character named Ally. Puyo Puyo Tetris was originally scheduled to be the direct sequel to Puyo Puyo 7 or the EA's Tetris on the PS3. However, due to various circumstances, it was rescheduled that Puyo Puyo 20th Anniversary be released next, and this game was pushed later. It was initially released for the Nintendo 3DS, Wii U, PlayStation 3 following the replacement of EA's Tetris on PS3, and PlayStation Vita in Japan on February 6, 2014. Ports for the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One were later released in December 2014 and included all DLC from the other versions. The Xbox One version is also one of the 7 Xbox One titles to be a Japan exclusive. A Nintendo Switch version, also including all DLC, was released in Japan alongside the system itself as a launch title on March 3rd, 2017. This marks the first time a localized Puyo Puyo game was marketed overseas under its original name. Despite being called Satan in his guest appearance in Sonic Runners and the Digital Manual in Sega 3D Classic Collection, he is once again referred to as the Dark Prince for the localization. Other clones include the 1995 game Outfall for Amiga and Candy Crisis for Windows and OS X. On September 10, 2015, it was announced that Rin Hoshizora of the anime Love Live! Will serve as a new star for the Puyo Puyo games, though it is unknown if this will be a one-time spin-off or part of the main series. A new mobile game, Puyo Touch, was released for iOS and Android devices on November 26, 2015. A free-to-play version, Puyo Puyo Versus, was released in Microsoft Windows and focuses on multiplayer battles. Puyo Puyo is playable via in-game arcade machines in Yakuza 6. The 2017 platformer Sonic Mania features a boss battle as well, in which players must defeat Dr. Eggman, aka Dr. Robotnik, in a game of Puyo Puyo to advance in homage to Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine. Players can also unlock a Mean Bean bonus minigame, allowing them to play Puyo Puyo against a human or AI-controlled opponent. Capcom Super Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo features a similar gameplay to the Puyo Puyo series, in particular to Puyo Puyo Sue, as well as similar rules to Sue named Sosai or Garbage Countering. The PS4 and Switch versions of Puyo Puyo Tetris won the award for Game Puzzle at the National Academy of Video Game Trade Reviewers Awards. Jamie64326 wanted me to also mention the wonderful port of Puyo Puyo Tetris on PC, which included the Japanese voices. Alright, I'm going to repeat the question for the last extra credit point for the... I spaced out, I'm sorry. For the $50 Steam voucher for the end of the season. In Haru's Puyo Puyo in Japan for the Game Boy Advance, Puyos are replaced by what? Can't believe that. Starting off this last music break will be the morning of Puyo Puyo from Puyo Puyo 7. I will see you guys very soon. Enjoy! Hello, welcome back to Radio Sega. Welcome to Sega Generations, I should be more specific. I got caught up in the music and a discussion in the Discord. What I had played for you was Mean Bean Machine from Sonic Mania, Puyo Puyo 39 two-player menu from Hatsune Miku Project Mirai Deluxe, Another Departure, but we'll meet again surely from Puyo Puyo Tetris, and Morning of Puyo Puyo from Puyo Puyo 7. In the Discord, Jamie64326 and I were discussing the possibility of a sequel to Puyo Puyo Tetris, given the title alone being Another Departure, but we'll meet again surely, making me and him think that maybe at some point in the future, the guys from Tetris, from Planet Tetris, will come back to the people of Puyo Puyo. Based on how Sega has done sequels with Puyo Puyo in the past, I would not even put it past again to believe it. And no, there's not a mistake for the Mean Bean Machine from Sonic Mania and Puyo Puyo 39 two-player menu from Hatsune Miku Project Mirai Deluxe to be in there. I threw them in there as a respect to the amount of games that have paid respects and even decided to build upon the idea of Puyo Puyo through crossing everything through with such as Mean Bean Machine, Hatsune Miku, Kirby Avalanche, and so on and so forth. So, no, that was not a mistake. Everything else in the show was probably a mistake, but that was not a mistake, I assure you. So, the answer for the question was Hotto. So, I'm going to guess, I believe Jamie, I'm looking at 4 points to Green Viper and Electric Boogaloo at one. Should I just give him the voucher? Nah. I'm going to give it a chance. I'm going to make next week much better, I promise everyone. But until then, I have to get ready to go.
It is the end of the show, and because of technical difficulties, this show dragged on a little longer than it should have.
But all's well, it ends well, I suppose. So, thank you everyone for listening to the Puyo Puyo episode. I'm sorry that for an episode that I was even so passionate about, we got botched at the beginning with technical difficulty, and then mixed up fact checks later on. I apologize for how it all went down, and I'm glad everyone stick through and listened for me through to the end. Thank you everyone in the Discord and the IRC for listening, and for next week's show, if Casey's not there for this one, I'd be pretty concerned. Because next week's topic, I'm sure I'll have to treat with care. So, let's take a stop over to the tomato convenience store to get ready. To end the show off, we're going to have the final track, Puyo Puyo no Uta Pico Pico Mix, a full version from Puyo Puyo 20th Anniversary, ending us off. Thank you again so much for everyone listening in, and I hope to see you guys next week. I assure you that next week will not end as bad, it will not go as badly as this week's did. I hope to see everyone there, and someone tell Casey, if he's not there for this show next week, I will probably have to be the one lecturing him. We all know how much of a Shenmue fan he is. So yeah, just gonna say it out now. If the tomato convenience store isn't enough of a clue, next week is Shenmue! Figured since the release of the Shenmue games coming out, why not do another homage like I did with Bayonetta? Hints anybody for what may go on next week? We'll find out. Until then, I bid you all a very farewell. Thank you guys for tuning in, and I'm sure you that next week will not be that bad. Or I'm sure Casey will flay me alive for it otherwise. Thank you guys, and have a good night. And don't forget as well, real quick, to turn into... Don't forget, everyone. Rexy, I was going to be discreet with the clue, but then I realized there was no point in being discreet about anything. There's no way I can be discreet about Shenmue. There's no way. So, everyone, be sure to tune in tomorrow for Sega Mixer Drive with Rexy, and then Chaos Control Center right after, RSM Live, and then on Saturday morning, The Voice of Sega. Will Dr. Skotnik be there to actually perform the show? Well, won't know until right before. Now, isn't that right? And then be back on Monday for the Manic Monday Show with Casey.
I will see you guys next week. Thank you guys for tuning in. I need to get moving. Enjoy this week. Bye-bye.
best Sega music, live shows, and the chance to request your favorites. This is RadioSega.net.
I see.